Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here. Today I'm doing the top 10 soul stories of the week, and this is the first episode of the spring market. So this is the first week of spring. This is the first chance to sort of see what's been going on, sort of to gauge the temperature, and let you guys know what my smartest sellers already do. This might be the best spring in a long time. And the reason I'm saying that is because in 2022, which was, of course, as many of you know, and many others are saying, possibly the peak of this decade, it was in the winter that that happened. It wasn't in the spring. It was in February of 2022 that many would say there was an absolute peak that nobody, and I mean nobody, saw coming at all, because of the fact that we were just in the stages of coming out of the early stages of the pandemic and really not too sure what was going to happen. So in 2020, things sort of ground to a halt. Grinded to a halt, something like that. 2021, things started to sort of happen again. And then in 2022, things went crazy. 2023 sort of followed the pattern of 2020, where it was sort of a very quiet year. And that's the nature of this beast, if you're going to call it that. It will literally on a dime, and not on a dime, but in a couple of months, the real estate market can literally change like a complete 180. And unless you're watching what's happening in your area, you might actually miss all the fun. And by fun, if you're in the process of selling your property and you have the opportunity to be able to sell it for 10 to 30% more, simply by making sure that you're on the market when the buyers are looking, especially the big money buyers, is what I call them. And they're not always out there. The sales that I talk about each week, and this is from a variety of different companies. This is not just my sales. I don't believe in just talking about just what I do. It's so closed-minded. And it doesn't give you a fair look at what's happening. So I make sure everything that's worth knowing about, you'll know about. So I'm going to do a rundown today. I'm going to try to make it, as always, as quick and as painless as possible, because doing this every week, I believe, gives you the added advantage. Doing this every week for me gives me the advantage of being able to be on top of the stories that are happening so that I can make sure I give you all the highlights, tell you all the things that were done right, especially when I'm doing your individual reports, everything that was done right, and also the mistakes that were made that you should avoid. And once you're signed up for this report, you instantly get the, I would say, the master of all reports, the top report that I've prepared over the last few years that gives you the 7 success steps, the ultimate 7 steps to secure maximum sold price for you. And this is as a result of just reviewing the top solds over the last, I would say, bordering 20 plus years. I don't know if I started doing it right in the beginning of my career, but it's been 20 plus years that I do this. I review this all the time. And then I decided, you know what, might as well just include you guys. I'm sure some of you might want to know. So I'm going to go through the top 10 of the sold stories this week. This week, those properties range in value from the $3 million right up to the $7 million range. So this is, of course, more so the luxury market. Anything over $3 million, I would call luxury homes. If you disagree, then that's fine. Let's agree to disagree. But I would say anything over $3 million does fall into the category of luxury homes. And again, anything over 1 million, I was born and raised in Scarborough. I've lived in different parts of the city. Anything over 1 million for me is still an incredible amount of money to be dealing with. And when I'm entrusted to be your realtor to help you get that maximum dollar, I'm making sure that I do that, whether it's $1 million home or a $4 or $5 million home, whatever you guys decide. When you decide who you're going to hire, and you always have to make sure you do one thing, and please make sure you do this. Please make sure whoever you hire, whoever it is, whatever the name is, make sure that you're getting at least 2 to 3 times the value from what you're paying them. Make sure that you're not just getting basic services, basic, you know, information, basic treatment. You want to be getting the treatment that you would feel that is worth 2 or 3 times what you're paying. If you're not doing that, keep looking, keep talking to people. Make sure I'm part of that, but make sure you're getting at least 2 to 3 times what you're paying for any kinds of service. So let's start off with, again, we're going to do the top 10. And of course, if you're looking at this as a video, you're going to see where the map is. And you're going to see that it's actually spread out pretty evenly all the way from the even past Oakville. There was a whole bunch of activity in the Oakville area right up to Mississauga. And then you're looking at activity that happens sort of in the usual places around Toronto, and that includes the Don Mills area, Yonge and Eglinton, Rosedale is always usually on the list, Bridal Path area, Castle Loma, and as well Forest Hill. So these are all the areas. If you heard any of your areas so far, that's a good sign. But if you're anywhere near these areas, that's the other really important thing. If you're anywhere near these areas, your property might be on someone's very, very high interest list. And because there's other stories that you need to know about, of course, when I do the report for you, meaning in your area, there's going to be other stories. And to be frank, those are the only ones that matter. These reports are great. These give you a general overview. But what I always like to say is the 1 kilometer area outside your front door is your market. It's not about knowing everything that's going on in the city. Of course, if you have a property that, 15 or 20 years ago or 10 years ago, you bought for $1 million, and maybe you weren't, you're not sure where, it might be valued. Some of those properties I have seen, and I've spoken to the sellers, some of those properties in the, 10 years ago that were worth $1 million could be worth 2 or 3, 4 or 5 million in some cases, depending on what you paid and where the property is, and what you've done to the home, of course. So getting the stories together, connecting with you, helping you understand what the elements of success are, and again, trying to help you avoid the dangerous elements that have cost people collectively millions of dollars lost. And I don't ever want you to think that you should be just someone else's next listing. For me, when I'm with you and I'm talking to you and I'm handling your listing, your property is everything I'm focused on. I literally will, I take the advice that I've learned from people who've sold properties over the years, including the incredible agent who actually sold the Playboy Mansion, has personally said when he's in the position of where he looks at a listing and it's just an incredible property, he'll actually tell them, and this is the same words I use, that as far as I'm concerned, I belong to you, meaning that when I'm working for your property, if you give me the chance to help you turn your $2 million home into a 2.5 or your $3 million home into a $4 million home, and that's basically what my job is to do, is to help you maximize the marketing for your property, make sure it appeals to the highest possible qualified buyers, and make sure that offer that you get is the best possible number on the table. And it's not about necessarily using any tactics or any unconventional things, but sometimes you do have to use those, and I will if it helps you. RealEstateWealthReport.com is where you get this report. Sign up today.